So how was Halloween?
It was good.
Yeah?
Had a good time.
What'd you do?
Took the kid trick-or-treating.
How much candy did you get?
A lot.
I was going to say, how much daddy tax do you exact?
I don't. I'm not a big candy guy. I'll snack on it a little bit. And there are certain things that, if there are Whoppers in there, Tootsie Rolls, Dad's going through and borrowing some of those.
Really? Because, see, if that's the case, then you can have all the Whoppers and Tootsie Rolls out of my kids. Because I'm not... Whoppers, a little goes a long way. I got over Tootsie Rolls a long time ago.
I love them both still.
Really?
But for the most part, it was pretty laid back and cool. And she was cute as button. She was a little bat girl.
Ah, that's okay. I was about to ask what she was.
She's cute anyway, even if she wasn't in a costume.
Yeah, I was really kind of hoping for the ugly duckling thing.
Right.
I really and truly was.
Yeah. No such luck.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
she's
happens.
Got the eyes, and she, that was one of the commentaries I did a couple of weeks ago. I really want to know if this is a learned trait or it's genetically bred into women. Because she's six, and she'll already look at me and flash those eyes and bat them, and okay, whatever you want.
I'm telling you, it's just Jedi mind tricks.
Well, that's just it, though. Did you learn that? Because there's a big giant girl meeting that happens about every 2 weeks.
In a bathroom.
And they all gang up and they figure out what's going on. Well, is this something that, went all the way back to the caveman days?
Well, as Kat said, they all go to the bathroom together and that's
right.
How they plan it. So that's at least where the scheduling comes in.
Oh, for sure. We're always very micromanaging and scheduled out.
You said that. Neither of the men in this room said that.
I just
there is a lot of sarcasm on this show. I just want to point
that
out.
No. I'm 100...
Especially now that Chase is here. It's like three times as much today.
Yeah, by the way, Scott's back tomorrow. Don't get used to this. I'm 100% genuine all the time.
My Aunt Fanny.
Living up to the high level of sarcasm that pervades the show. So, I don't want to get off into how long it takes women to get ready and what.
Please don't.
Well, what happens?
Yeah, this show is not about gender studies, Chase.
No, and none of us is an expert either. So, what did you do for Halloween, Kat? Let's get back on track here.
Well,
anything?
I forgot it was Halloween, and I cleaned my house, and I watered my plants that are dying, and I washed the dishes.
Did you talk to the plants?
No, she just talks to the hobo. I don't talk to the plants. I don't really talk to the hobo either. I mean, I'll say hi and call his name out, but he just talks back in gibberish, and so it's not really productive.
Is the hobo real, or is this something contrived?
There's a real hobo in her alley.
I don't even know if he's technically a hobo. He is a drunk, but he's there in the alley, and he stays in this little door connected to this kind of warehouse in that backs into the same alley as the door into my apartment.
What, do you live in Brooklyn? What is this?
It's Navasota.
Well, no, this is the part that makes it the absolute most priceless, Chase. While you've been out, what we've learned about Kat is she makes her own skirts or clothes.
That doesn't surprise me.
But what will is the pictures, I don't know if you've seen online, of Kat shooting an assault rifle.
I saw the hog.
There's a picture of her with the assault rifle. And then yesterday as we came in, there is a silhouette that she's hung on the wall to show everybody her marksman skills.
B-27 green target.
Sweet. Hello.
Hey, Chase.
Hey.
Carlos, how's it going, amigo?
How's it going, man?
Welcome back. Hey. Hi, Kat.
Hey.
I just want to know, Kat, you said you were cleaning your house on Halloween. Are you dancing around with the broom?
Carlos, that is the kind of thing I would do.
I could picture that.
Yeah. But I wasn't actually dancing or singing. I was just yelling at my cats to get off the table.
Yeah, she was muttering to herself, which is far more sinister. Thanks, Carlos.
Y'all have a great day.
You too.
Cackle, cackle, cackle.
Yeah, really. And I was about to broach the subject of cats while we were at it. Where were the cats in all of this? Because that was one of the earliest things that I think we established about you, is that you're kind of the crazy cat lady in training here.
Yeah.
She's one shy of the crazy cat lady mark.
How many cats do you have?
I have three.
See, we've determined four is officially the line at
really?
Which you become the crazy cat lady.
I don't know that it's necessarily the line. I just know that at that time in my life, that was the line I was going to put down.
Whenever. So that's your threshold.
Well, I don't know if it still is. Probably I could possibly get another cat.
I was going to say, does the threshold move, or do you just at some point, if that is the threshold you've established in your life, that four cats
it's a floating threshold. I think it depends on how lonely you are.
I was going to say, do you just embrace the crazy at that point?
Aww.
At that point, she's no longer singing while she's grooming. She's cackling.
Yeah.
And already outnumbered.
And talking gibberish back to the hobo.
Asking for some of his box wine.
Right. Throwing cats at him. I mean, this has the makings of something quite humorous and sad.
This has the makings of a sitcom.
Yeah.
This whole show has
a Lifetime movie, depending on which direction
true,
you take it.
True, very true.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want people to cry. Let's ex-nay on the Lifetime movie.
But it brings up a question. You weren't watching Lifetime while you were cleaning house and muttering to your cats, were you?
I actually was playing Christmas music.
On Halloween.
It was a piano. It was piano.
I love
music.
It.
Anyway.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
No, remember, she was not aware that it was Halloween.
No, I just sort of forgot.
She's wondering why all the little you know, yard rats are running around dressed up. Get off my lawn!
Oh, no, there are no neighbors around me, just the hobo.
Oh.
And he didn't come knocking on the door last night.
Say, that's,
if he did, I couldn't hear because of the Christmas music.
Hey, you live by the train tracks? Why you
I do. The
in
train
a van
track
down
is
by
in my
the
backyard,
river.
Actually.
Yikes.
Anyway, so that's why I don't leave the window open.
All this just settles, I don't know, Kevin, it settles it for me why she needs to be proficient with an assault rifle.
Oh, and she's working on her concealed carry, so I think we're set all the way across the board.
All right, a well-armed newswoman, that's what everybody wants.
And
right
the
there.
Sarcasm stops when she gets the license.
That's right.